It's now day 10 for those among us who made New Year's resolutions, and perhaps one of yours was to do those extra little things to help advance your career. Not going so well? Well, you're in luck. The Unger Report has issued revised guidelines for 2005's New Year's resolutions. It's called Defining Resolutions Down So You Can Fail Up. And here's Brian Unger.
Thank you, Madeline. The report's colloquial title is How to Be a Middleman or Middle Woman. Chances are you know him or her. They never commit to anything. They watch their weight or smoke only when they drink. Professionally, they work in an office near yours. They aren't original thinkers, never stick their necks out for anyone. They can be counted on for shooting par every day and sucking at enterprising anything. Many fail over and over again. Yet they endure, survive. They are even rewarded. They're a curious form of human matter. They float. Now, being a floater isn't a new idea. You might recall the French diplomat, dramatist, and novelist Jean Giraudoux, who said, "Only the mediocre are always at their best." Or child development experts who say it's always the middle child that people tend to ignore. But it's the unspectacular middle manager who seems to be most successful in the workplace. Sound beyond your reach? Here are a few take-home highlights from the Unger Report's Defining Resolutions Down So You Can Fail Up, or How to Be a Middle Man or Woman. First, you'll never get that big promotion if you have an opinion. What is an opinion anyway, other than something that's gonna get you in trouble? When asked to give an opinion in 2005, say, "I think we should take another look at it." Now that's a good opinion. Who would disagree about taking a second look at anything? Second, equally dangerous to having ideas or opinions of your own is endorsing someone else's ideas or opinions. If you're asked to assess an opinion or weigh in on an idea in 2005, respond by saying, "Well, that has been in my wheelhouse for some time now." What is a wheelhouse but a figurative center of navigation where not even God is your co-pilot? By merely acknowledging ideas as being in your wheelhouse, you are agreeing and disagreeing at the same time while taking credit and none at all. The question is, can you see a big fat raise from your wheelhouse? Third, don't leave fingerprints. Never say anything about an idea or an individual in writing, especially by email. In fact, don't even acknowledge receiving anything in writing or by email. Written words commit you to taking another look at something or overfilling your wheelhouse. If someone asks or calls and says, "Hey, did you get my email?" say, "I'll check on it." If asked in person, bite down on your lip and nod like you're thinking. Until that pause becomes excruciatingly awkward, guaranteed the questioner will grow impatient for your answer and just tell you what was in the email, to which you respond, "Yeah, we should take another look at it. That's been in my wheelhouse." In 2005, aim high, but settle for the middle. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.
And to hear all of the Unger Reports and anything else we've ever broadcast on this program in our wheelhouse, visit our website, npr.org. Day-to-day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.